News release. Federal Economic Development Agency for Southern Ontario. The Niagara region is one of the most prominent tourism destinations in Canada. Millions visit the falls, vineyards, parks, attractions, and historical sites each year. By attracting domestic and international travelers, destinations like the Niagara region contribute to local jobs and economic growth in the community. Today, the Honourable Soraya Martinez-Ferrada, Minister of Tourism, on behalf of the Honourable Philomena Tassi, Minister responsible for the Federal Economic Development Agency for Southern Ontario, FedDev Ontario, visited the Byland Estate Winery and announced a FedDev Ontario investment of $540,000 for three projects in the Niagara region: Byland Estate Winery, Flat Rock Cellars Limited, and the Corporation of the City of Port Colborne. Minister Ferrada was joined by Vance Badawi, Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Transport and Member of Parliament for Niagara Centre, and Chris Biddle, Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Housing, Infrastructure and Communities and Member of Parliament for St. Catharines. The announcement took place at Byland Estate Winery in Niagara-on-the-Lake, which is receiving a repayable investment of $90,000 to enhance the visitor experience. This includes improvements, such as widening the driveway to accommodate tour buses and increased vehicle traffic, as well as to its landscape to help drive visitation to the rural location. Located in Jordan Station, Flat Rock Cellars is receiving a repayable investment of $200,000 to enhance its hospitality program with the addition of an outdoor covered area. This new amenity will allow the winery to welcome guests into the spring and fall shoulder seasons, increasing the number of visitors to the area and elevating the overall wine country experience. The City of Port Colborne is receiving an investment of $250,000 for improvements to the wharf terminal at the Port Colborne Marine Terminals to increase the number of cruise ships that can dock at the port, helping to drive visitors to the community and surrounding areas. These improvements will continue to meet federal regulatory and safety standards required for the disembarkation of passengers of cruise ships. The Government of Canada is committed to supporting tourism businesses and organizations so they can continue to grow and attract visitors to the region while contributing to the local economy and positioning Canada as an all-season destination of choice.